Lord, your word's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit, joint and marrow, is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. Thank you today. For who spend time here, Lord, reveal yourself. In Jesus' name. Today's a celebration, the church, historical church of Mary Magdalene. What a great character, right, in the Bible. She just, you saw her, man, she was at the feet of Jesus, you know. Which we always say, you know, she wasted her life on him and poured the vial on him, right? And it's, according to church history, that Mary never married, Mary Magdalene. She stayed single and just spent her time at the feet of Jesus for her whole life. So it's a great one to honor today and to have a heart like her, because she was one of the ones that Jesus revealed himself to, right, at the resurrection. And she was found her seated at his feet all the time, either weeping, wiping her hair with her tears on his feet, or seated listening to his words. When you encounter the love of God like that, and you know he's forgiven much, loved much, she knew it. He knew how much she had been forgiven. And just radically transformed her. Anyway, we're just kind of keeping in, continually talking about in our season of Holy Spirit. The Lord's just really reminded me so much and bringing back to me just the power, you know, the dunamis power Scripture talks about, of the Holy Spirit, that we sometimes in our battle, in our warfare, forget this awesome power that we have, that we carry around, right? This dynamite that we have within us, releasing the life of Christ, with, you know, just that, and just to live life. Just some verses here. And we read it Sunday and probably read it again this Sunday. When Jesus told them in Acts chapter 1 that they would receive power when the Holy Spirit would come upon them to wait, that they would receive power. And they would be his witnesses, right, both in Jerusalem, everywhere around the world, but wait, because it was absolutely essential that they wait on this power of God, you know, the presence of God would come in them. And they had experienced it a couple of times. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus was sending them out. He called the 12 together, and he gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal all diseases, and sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing, right? Which I believe what happened is what we see in John chapter 20. This is before the ascension and before Jesus came down in Acts chapter 2. When he was in the upper room with them, you know, and he was showing them his side, and Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you, as the Father sent me, the same way the Father sending me, I'm sending you out. I will send you out." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So they got a chance to kind of receive the Holy Spirit then. Not sure how long it hung around, because it actually, Acts chapter 2 is when it came to stay. But they had experienced that, I believe, in Luke chapter 9. I believe when Jesus sent them out, I believe he breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit. And they went out in power, right? Because they performed miracles and everything. So just a few verses here. This is in Acts 2:22. It says, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested by God," or proved by God, "with works of power and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as yourself know." So we talked about that, that it was God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, working through Jesus, performing miracles, signs and wonders. That word means just actually works of power. Let's see, 4:33, Acts. And this is right after in Acts chapter 4, when the same people that got filled in chapter 2 was filled again in chapter 4, right? Just an encouragement to us that, you know, it's not a one-time thing, right? It's a continual lifestyle of being filled with the Holy Spirit and power, right? Moment by moment. Again, I don't know about you, but I seem to leak out power pretty quick, and I have to have the Lord to plug those holes and fill me again, you know, sometimes several times a day, right? Maybe it'll get to where it's just once a day, then once every other day. But pretty much with me, I'm just—it's a constant prayer of mine. Lord, come, Holy Spirit, fill me, you know, release in me. And so, says the congregation of those who believe, they were one heart, one soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own. All things were common property, and with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So you see that, you see them get filled, and the next thing, there's just a real release of power. Acts chapter 6, we're not going to be able to go through all of them today, but just a few. When they were selecting the deacons to help out, you know, it just got so big, so quick, and they needed help. And they said to select men, seven men, who were full of the Spirit. Right? And of course, they select Stephen, says that he was a man of faith, full of faith, and he was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was full of power. This is Acts 10. Does you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit, here we go, and with power, and how he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, and God was with him. This is in Romans chapter 15. This really is everywhere, Scripture. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So part of the power of the Holy Spirit, we think there's just works and miracles and power. Part of the power of the Holy Spirit is the joy of the Lord. Right? Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, all of that is power, right? Power of the Holy Spirit, it's the power of the Lord. Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit, I see it kind of like a, because everything the Lord speaks to me is usually in picture form. So I see it like a tube of toothpaste, kind of, you know? The Holy Spirit squeezing out, and the life of Jesus is coming out. Now, that works for me. I don't know. It may not work for you at all, but I like that. This is in Romans 15, verses 18 and 19. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of Gentiles by word and deed, and in the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and around about as far as this other place, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. We'll just do a couple more. There's a ton of them in here. I really like this one in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. When I came to you, behold, I did not come with superiority of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Boy, we need to get that revelation again, right? That our preaching is not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in power. So that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but the power of God. I'm going to read one more real quick, because there's a ton of them in here. So see just how much it is throughout Scripture. This is in 2 Corinthians 13. For indeed he was crucified because of weakness, yet he lives because of the power of God. We also are weak in him, yet we live with him because of the power of God directed to him. So over and over, I could read throughout some of the other epistles that just over and over about this power of God, the power of God, the power of God. Right? And I want you to see it today, not as just praying for people or just signs and wonders like we think, or casting out demons, or all that kind of stuff, that requires power, right? But living requires power. Victory over depression, right? Sadness, despair, hopelessness, all those things, right? You have the power of God within you. Jesus is our, we know that. He's already won it. But thanks be to God who has already given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the power, again, of the Holy Spirit living within you, that has raised Jesus up from the dead, like it says over and over again, who will raise you up with him so you will experience him. His power to live. His power to get up in the morning, right? His power to get through the day. Part of my prayer is the one thing when I first wake up in the morning, well, I wake up all through the night, but before I get up, about the 15th time that I've awakened, I always say, Lord, I just receive your power. I receive your grace. Everything you've called me to do today, Lord, to get up and come up to church, to come to teach, or come to do this, I receive your power. I receive your grace, which is the power of God. Right? Because it takes that for me to live. All right? Like 2 Corinthians 13 said, we're weak in him. We're weak, right? But we live with him, united with him, because of the power of God directed to us. That's what changed my life. It's all cool. I've seen it all. I've seen people healed. I've seen the blind healed. I've seen all kind of stuff. You know, people's limbs grow out and demons cast out of them and everything. That's fun, right? But what changed my life is the power directed toward me to live life. That's where the rubber meets the road with all of us. Right? So you have it. You have the power of God with you. And he's waiting on you to tap into it, to release it, simply by faith. You have it. Release. You know, let that be a part of your life, because you want to experience the resurrection life of Christ. You know, Paul talked about that in Philippians 3, that I may know him and I may know the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, right? I want to know that. Power, Lord, let me know the power of your resurrection life, which is just full of life. Let that be your prayer. You'll honor it. You will encounter it, right? So, amen.